Hi, Myra.
Hi, Jenna. This is Myra. Sorry, I was on a different
Yes,
call.
I know, it's fine. So I was following up with you about Risa Stewart. Two
Yeah.
things. First of all, what ended up happening? I know she was unhappy, but what was the result of the conversation?
Well, I spoke to her yesterday and explained to her that it was an error on my end. And also, Orangel did let me know that there was a bonus. So I did let her know that if she waited until next week, we could offer her a bonus. And she was okay with that. She was a little bit upset, but and then not accepting it. But I just, yeah, wanted to reach out to you again because I don't know the amount for the bonus.
$50.
50.
50.
Okay. Okay.
Congrats.
Okay. I will call her back
Now,
today to let her know.
one other thing, Myra. She had an increase from, what was that? She was originally at 64, and she went to 84 temporarily, right?
Yep.
Now, that was officially, insurance really intends for that to be 12 hours a day. I see that she's been doing other things with the schedule, though, right? Like she works different hours on different days.
Yeah.
The other problem is that you have a high hour increase through the 30th, and on the 30th, it's supposed to go back to the regular schedule. Happens to be that they put it all in one off, so it should be fine. Let me just see what she's got scheduled for this week total. That's 10, that's 16 is 26, that's another 16 is 42, 54, 66, 75. You have her scheduled for 87 hours this week. Twelve, 21, 33, 45, 61, 77. Yeah, you have 87 hours. So you have her massively overscheduled. The most she could work this week is 12, 24, 36, 48, 60. And then78 and a quarter is the max for this week.
78.
Yeah, because it ends today. Today is the last day she's on 84. After today, it goes back to 64. She doesn't have a
Okay.
full week of 84 this week. So since, but she's allowed to use it however she wants. So she gets 12 hours a day, the 25th to the 29th. That's 60. And then she gets 9.142 hours a day for the 30th and 31st. That's 78 and a quarter. So this week, current, she cannot work more than 78 and a quarter. Okay.
Okay, so she could do, let's say, she could do 12 today, 11 tomorrow, and then 10 on Sundays, which
So
is her usual.
right now, what we got in the system is 12, 12, 12, and 9, right? And the 26th is not a, there's no clock in or out. So that's obviously that she told you that. 12, 24, 36, 45. So she has another 30, 3 and a quarter for the for today through Sunday. 33 and a quarter. Technically, she could work 11 hours a day plus a quarter somewhere, but this is currently overscheduled. Okay, and I understand that it's green, but that doesn't mean anything because it's a month off.
Yeah.
This week is a max of 78 and a quarter. Just make sure that we don't overschedule, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Myra. And
Okay.
I put
You're
in, I'm
welcome.
putting in for the $50 bonus. Current
Okay.
taxes right now.
And regarding the 20 hours that are missing, should I send you an email regarding that?
No, I already have it scheduled to fix for next week.
Okay, thank you.
It's already, I have it all in the system already. Take care.